Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Meister ist Perig Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, am Meilach Peris, Meister Sheni, mit Mekoyim Ayoikel, mit Mekoyim Hazal. This person is taking his Meister Sheni, let's say from his hometown where Peris are expensive, but he's going to a place where Peris are cheaper. Or the other way around, he's going from a place where it's cheap to a place where it's expensive. Now he has to redeem it for money, because he wants to take the money to Yerushalayim. But according to which price? Sakta Mishnah, Paideu Kishar Mekaymai. He should redeem it according to wherever he is right now, whether it's the higher or the lower price. Now, he shouldn't really be going from place to place. He should be going from where he is to Yerushalayim. As the Batanura explains, let's see the Batanura here inside. Hamoylach dafka over v'hoylach. This is the Maisa, what he did. He just went from place to place. But if he asked the Rav Shaila, the Rav would say, no, don't go from place to place with your payers. The Lechatchila says the Batanura, aser lahalicha mimakam l'makam. You're not supposed to take it from place to place. Elapadeo b'makayim le'oymaleo Yerushalayim. You have two choices. Either wherever you are, just redeem it, or take the payers with you to Yerushalayim. But if Lamaisa, you did go from place to place and the price changes, so okay, wherever you are now, wherever you're up to redeeming it, it should be according to the price of that place. Sometimes it'll be higher, sometimes it'll be lower. Sakta Mishnah Vaitra, maybe Peiris min ha-goyrin li'ir. This person is bringing Maiser Sheni from the threshing floor. That's where he finished off working with the Peiris. And he's taking it to the city because that's where he keeps it. That's where people kept the Peiris. The Kadayayin min ha-gas li'ir, or he's bringing the jugs of Meister Sheni wine from the Gas. Gas, as we know already, is a wine press. He's taking it to the city because there too, that's where you keep the wine. Zak de Mishnah Hashevach Lasheni. You're going to want to redeem it now, but in the city, the price is higher. Zak de Mishnah, you're going to redeem it for the higher price. V'yitzia is mi basi. Not only that, no, Meister Sheni's making money on this because by me taking it to the city, I'm going to redeem it for more money, so chachik, the traveling expenses I should be able to deduct. No, the yitzias mi beisai. The expense of bringing it to the city, whatever it cost you to hire the wagon, or fixing the wagon, or the wagon driver, whatever it is. You have to pay that. You can't take that off the amount of money you're going to need to redeem the payers. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah here, if someone takes this Meiser Sheni Peiris from a place where it's expensive to a place where Peiris are cheaper, or the other way around, even though you're not supposed to move them from place to place. But if he did, redeem it according to the price of where you are now, whether that's higher or lower from where you came from. Someone is bringing his Peiris Meiser Sheni from where he finished working with them to the city, or his jugs of wine from where he finished pressing the grapes into the city. In the city, the price is higher. You will redeem it according to the higher price. Tosfos Yom Tov explains, even though the chiddush is that he didn't do anything out of the ordinary, you bring it to the city to be stored. And the answer is, but Lamaisa, that's the halacha. When it comes to redeeming it, you redeem it according to where you are. And not only that, even though Meister Sheni is gaining over here, but the expenses of bringing it from the threshing floor of the wine press to the city comes from your pocket. And of course, whenever the Torah says it comes from your pocket, you don't lose.